Hi everyone, I'm Mindy Thomas, and this is Career Chat. We air every Monday at 11:30 and Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Our topic today is all about human resources, and I have a very special guest who has more than 30 years as a human resource specialist and executive. He has worked with companies on a global basis. He is currently the Senior Vice President of People, Culture and Organizational Effectiveness for Avatar Airlines, a startup airlines coming out of Jupiter, Florida. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Good morning, Mindy. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I am so excited to talk to you about an organization that is hiring, but no less, who starts up an airline in the middle of COVID?
You know, it's a good question. It's one we get quite often these days. And, you know, there could not be probably a better time. We're benefiting from the unfortunate circumstances of the pandemic. With COVID-19, obviously, we've all heard of all the problems that the airlines are having, and they've been, subject to a lot of funding from the government in terms of stimulus funding. Even with that, they're hurting. They're hurting very badly because people are just not traveling. And as a result, many of those planes have been grounded and many of those businesses are hurting. And probably a good number of them will need to seek bankruptcy protection and other things. But for us, right now, we are debt free. We're not flying yet. We don't anticipate flying for about 18 months to 24 months approximately, which is about how long it takes for the approval process. So by the time we are ready to fly, we will probably be the only debt-free airline in the world. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we will have an abundance of planes to choose from in terms of the ability to purchase planes on the used market to start the airline up. And third, and one of the most important things for me, is the availability of labor. Unfortunately, many of these airlines are being forced to reduce their staffs. We've heard upwards of 80,000 people going to be losing jobs in the third quarter into the fourth quarter, again, as a result of people's lack of travel. So that's going to be an unfortunate circumstance for them, but a very fortunate circumstance for us. So we'll have the availability of people, we'll have the availability of the actual aircraft, and we will be debt-free.
Well,
those are three really good reasons why to start an airline now.
It's really an amazing, it's an amazing idea in the middle of having all the other airlines too. I mean, we're talking Spirit Airlines, Frontier. So is this a no-frills type of airline? I mean, are the seats going to be so hard that I can't take it to fly to Vegas for 5 hours like on Spirit? I'm sorry, I just can't.
Yeah, we've heard that quite often. Now, we will be a low-cost, high-volume airline. We are built on the premise of using the 747, the Boeing 747,
okay,
which, as many of you probably realize, many of your listeners realize, that it's an aircraft that's been retired because it's deemed to be inefficient. There are newer aircraft that are more efficient, and many airlines are just stopping using them. They were primarily used for international travel. We intend to use these queens of the sky, as they're referred to, for large volume carriers here in the U.S. So we're looking at high volume markets like New York, Miami, LA, Las Vegas, etc., to take people from these long destinations where they hope to be a little bit more comfortable than in those smaller seats that you're talking about.
Thank you so much, Randy. Listen, I'm so interested in the title of your role, the Senior Vice President of People, Culture, and Organizational Effectiveness. Why is there such a, elaborate, it's the title for a king. I know you've had an incredible career. You're a powerhouse. Your resume reads like, I don't know. It's fantastic. So did you create the title and why?
it actually evolved. It evolved as a result of what's going to be important in the Avatar airline business. The airline business and Avatar specifically is nothing without its people. Many airlines and many businesses have always professed to say that their most important asset is people. We intend to prove that and show that. And the second component of that title is culture. You know, there was an little airline called Southwest Airlines.
Sure.
That people said, it'll never work. You guys are crazy. You're nuts. You can't operate like that. It's so unorthodox. Well, we are going to be very unorthodox as well, not only in the way that we operate, but in the way that we think, the way that we act, and the way that we treat our employees, our vendors, and our passengers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the second major component, and organizational effectiveness. It's nice to be good to people. It's nice to be good to employees. It's nice to have a strong culture. But you also have to be focused on the bottom line of why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And that is, you're there to run a business, but you can do it in a way that is not only profitable, but makes your employees happy about the place they work and makes the passengers happy about the choice they made in flying Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a long title, but there was rhyme and reason put behind why that title.
Well, it intersects all the things that a company needs, right? A good culture, great people, and an organization that produces what they say that they're going to deliver. So I have a question for you. What, as a global HR executive with a powerhouse of a background that you come from, you've got credentials up the yin-yang, the master's degree, everything, and including an engineering degree, why are you so attracted to HR? I'm wondering what drew you to that in your career, over the tenure of your career, and also what do you look for in your new hires?
You know, easy question, hard answer, but it would take about 6 or 7 strong drinks to go through the whole evolution. But it does make it, it. There is a rhyme and reason to it. I originally chose engineering when I was in college. It was more on the technical side in the area of electrical and mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it to be very impersonal. But then I got into industrial engineering, which involved really dialogue and interactions with the people on the floor, the people in manufacturing, the people in all aspects of the business. So I chose that as a reason, because I was always a people person. I joined a pharmaceutical company in manufacturing as an engineer and supervisor, and that evolved into a training role where I did technical and regulatory training, but then I also started doing leadership development and other. So it just kind of morphed from operational role to training into the more traditional HR realm. So there was a rhyme or reason to how I got there, but mm-hmm. it was a long road.
It was not linear, for sure.
No, and probably unorthodox by many means, but I like to think that has helped me to think differently and has made me what I hope to be successful, and why I think I add value. I do look at things a little bit more non-traditionally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you have that beautiful intersection of having the analytical skills and the technical skills and also the people skills. And that intersects so beautifully with your background. And so when you're looking for new hires today, how can you help our listeners understand what's really important? What has to come across in that Zoom interview and on the resume for you to pick up the phone and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you?
You know, I'm getting this question a lot these days, Mindy, especially in light of, the situation that the world's faced over the last 9-10 months with the pandemic. Interviewing itself has changed enormously. Most interviews now are done via Zoom or
yes.
remotely, on the phone. Very few face-to-face interviews anymore. People have to understand that they need to make themselves different from everybody else. I mean, that's probably not different so much in interviewing over the past, but the way that you really need to shine these days is to show how you can operate or how you can take an unfortunate situation and make it beneficial to yourself or to the company. You know, whether it means in our case, you know, we actually think the pandemic, as unfortunate it is for the world and for the health of many people, it's actually an advantage to what we're trying to do. And the same case can be made with any candidate. You know, a lot of times people are asked, you know, what could you have done differently? You know, there's ways to spin different things. So in terms of a candidate, you need to show how you take the initiative to make good from potentially a bad situation. I think that's probably one of the most important things that a candidate can do. You know, I look for people that take the initiative to do things. People don't want to be told what to do. I expect when I look at a resume, 75-80% of what an individual can do on their resume, they can actually do. So then it comes down to organizational fit and the ability for that employee or that candidate to take what they've already used and apply it in a way that's proactive. That's really what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about the culture, what is the culture going to be for Avatar Airlines? And why, you know, Avatar, that name, Avatar? I think of that movie from, what was that movie?
From Disney, yeah. You know, Avatar is something that's bigger than life. Which, you know, really fits what we're all about. You know, Avatar and the fact that we're using a 747, one of the largest planes to ever fly in the skies. You know, it's known as the Queen of the Skies. There's a reason that we're called Avatar. You know, it's grabbing what people think is not possible and making it possible. So when you talk about things like culture, the fact that Avatar is the name, I think, is indicative of a lot of what we're trying to do. You know, we have a CEO, his name is Barry Michaels. One of the things he really challenges everybody to do, and that is think outside of the box. Just because this is the way that an airline may have operated or this is the way a business may have operated, what can we do differently? How could we make it better? Mm-hmm. How could we make it more efficient? How mm-hmm. can we make it safer? Mm-hmm. It's always that questioning of, you know, differentiating yourself from the competition and from our competitors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Randy, I want you to hold that thought. We've got to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
So, I'm kind of new here, but I've noticed a trend. My human does this funny thing where she goes around and gets all my toys, and then she hides them in that basket by the door. You know, but it's always the same basket, and it's always in the same place. And then she acts so surprised when I find them, but, you know, she's putting them in the same basket. Again. It's like, hello? That's where you put it last time. You were the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
Hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we are back with Randy Lumina of Avatar Airlines. He is the Senior Vice President of People, Culture, and Organizational Effectiveness. Randy, welcome on back. We were talking you're welcome. We're talking about this culture and what Avatar Airlines, a startup airline that's launching in about 18 months, is going to be a competitor to all those low-cost airlines that are flying around. What are the distinctions, you think, about that the kind of culture that you're hiring into?
You know, it's a good question because, you know, I mentioned earlier one of the reasons we chose that we're going to benefit from with the COVID is the availability of labor. We are actually looking at some employees that are either currently employed or will not be employed by airlines. But just because you're with the airlines doesn't make you a natural candidate for a position in Avatar. Because again, when we look at culture, we're looking at how people are going to do their jobs.
Okay.
We know you probably could do certain jobs within the aviation world, but it's how you do them. I mean, we've all been on a plane where a flight attendant does what they're supposed to do, but they have a little bit of an attitude or an edge to them that, you know, just perhaps doesn't sit right. We've all seen that, and we need to find ways to differentiate our employees from others, and that's going to be how they do their job. So it's going to be an important aspect of any candidate's profile that we look at when we bring them in.
So there's an assessment process that goes on. What kind of tools will you be using? Will there be formal assessment tools?
Not at this point. We may in the future. We are considering it. We are going to be looking at the recruiting process, again, very differently than perhaps many of the airlines have looked at in the past. We have professionals in our organization that come from all different industries, not only aviation. So we hope to benefit from the best traits from throughout industry, not just from the aviation world.
And Randy, what kind of positions are you hiring for? So if we have listeners out there, and they're unemployed, or they're semi-retired, or they're retired, and they really want to do something, could you name some of the titles that are available, and where do people apply for a job with Avatar Airlines?
Good question. Our positions will be located on our website, which is very simply avatarairlines.com. We are looking for all types of positions, even non-traditional aviation positions. For instance, excuse me, we have positions open in finance, we'll have positions open in HR, we'll have positions open in facilities, we'll have positions open in marketing, sales, all the traditional staff functions you might think of in a business,
mm-hmm.
Avatar will have as well. So we'll also have, of course, those positions as flight attendants and pilots and such. But all the positions will be on the website as we look to hire them. But just don't think because you're in the aviation, if you're not in the aviation world, you're not qualified. Couldn't be more mistaken. We're looking for people with the best skill sets.
How about technical people? You know, say that you used to work as a copier technician. Say that you used to work as an administrative assistant for a college or university. Or you're in retail sales at Nordstrom right now and you want out. Is there a place for people like that?
Absolutely. We're actually toying with the idea of hiring flight attendants that may have absolutely no experience and kind of train them on what it is we're expecting from them in that role. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people that may not have the skill sets that they think they need for the various positions. Again, what's going to differentiate them is how they look about doing a job. You know, if you're taking the advantages of looking outside of what your comfort zone are, that might be a benefit. You know, people that are going to stretch themselves to look for a job are probably going to be stretching themselves in the job once they get it. So, you know, it's all about how you do what it is that you do.
That's a great, great remark about, it's about work ethic. It's just not like, oh, you're going to show up. You need to show up 100%, and that's the kind of folks that you're looking for. So if someone in Philadelphia wants to apply for a job with Avatar, does that mean they need to move down to Jupiter, Florida, or Boca Raton, or no?
Absolutely not. Right now, to be quite honest, we are a virtual organization. We have employees working and live and work in California, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, here in Florida. We have people in Pennsylvania, New York City. We're all over the country, and we use technology in which to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest challenge right now in recruiting people for Avatar Airlines? What would you say?
I think the biggest challenge is to first educate candidates to your very first question you had. You know, how could you even think about starting an airline? And, you know, you have to get people comfortable with now's the best time. And so it's really getting over that hump of what it is we're trying to do. And when you educate them and they see that, you know, as you peel back the onion and you kind of sell to them what our business model is, you're going to say, I want a piece of this. You know, being part of a startup operation doesn't happen quite often in many people's careers. And once you do it, you're kind of hooked. And, you know, it's a lot of work, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of, you know, gratification in doing that work. So we like to use the term that it's becoming infectious, and that all the work that we're doing and all the commitment is, and it's contagious, mm-hmm. and we're feeding on that, and it's just a great thing to say.
I'm certainly looking forward to flying on Avatar because, and I'd like you to explain to the viewers once again, you know, Avatar has 757s. They're the queen of the skies. So when we're looking at Southwest, Frontier, Spirit Airlines, what are they flying?
Well, they're flying, you know, very similar routes. And matter of fact, most of those airlines are also dropping routes because they're being forced to cut costs, you know, where we're going to be going from zero to adding routes. Now, I mean, most of our routes are going to begin with, again, the high volume areas between New yes. York, Miami, mm-hmm. LA, mm-hmm. Las Vegas, Orlando. That's our year one projections. Year two and three expand to other major markets like Chicago and mm-hmm. others. But we are going to primarily be operating on, you know, the higher volume routes mm-hmm. that are capable of filling, you know, 747s, which will sit, in our case, it'll sit approximately 583 people. That's a lot of passengers.
And so will you incorporate the new safety protocols when you build out these airlines? So when we go and sit, are we going to be right next to, you know, like sardines that we're right now experiencing when we fly? Or are you building those planes with safety protocols?
I mean, the thing about the 747 is it's a big, big plane, as many of you who have flown it know. You know, within the next year to 18 months, a lot is going to happen in the area of, you know, COVID prevention. And, you know, many of the airlines right now are blocking the middle seat, et cetera. So a lot is still TBD in terms of okay. what the actual comfort level and or safety level would be in terms of requirements from the FAA or others. But in a 747, we certainly have the space in which we could make those adjustments based on what the necessary requirements are going to be to meet those goals. So we have more flexibility than most airlines in terms of the aircraft in which we will do that.
Okay, great. I'm curious about whether your company is using an applicant tracking system. So do people need to have the right keywords? Because like if I was, and I have written for an airline, someone who wanted to be a flight attendant, had to use the proper keywords and competencies within that resume. Is your company also using ATS systems to scan for keywords and competencies or not?
We are not using an applicant tracking system Yay. For the purpose of identifying candidates.
Okay.
We are tracking candidates as it's required by, you know, a regulatory compliance for applicant tracking. But we are in the process of identifying all systems that are going to be required for the Avatar business. That includes an HRIS system with a recruiting application in it. It's a reservation system we're looking at. It's safety management system. So all of our IT systems are actually currently being evaluated to determine which are the best for the money that we can, you know, we'll have in terms of purchasing and using. So, but in terms of the candidates, right now it's 100% visual screen.
Okay.
People are actually physically reading these things.
Oh, wow.
So it's really important to have, your resume stand out from others by highlighting those things that you want the reader to read very early in the resume.
Okay, so like we get 6.5 seconds to impress you. And what needs to jump out? Distinctions about what people need to have there. It seems to me people-oriented, customer-focused, right? Technical skills, other things that you would be looking for, Randy?
You know, that's an interesting question. And one of the things that I personally look for, you can tell from a resume if somebody is using the word I more so than we and are taking credit perhaps for efforts that were a result of a group effort.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are in it for themselves need not apply.
Okay.
We are looking for, again, those that are more comfortable and more productive working in an environment that's collaborative in nature, and that's going to be really team-based.
Okay.
And that's what our focus is.
That's huge. Well, Randy, I have a lot of people to send to you, and I can't wait to get on the phone and send them over to your website. Please tell everyone where they can apply for a job at Avatar Airlines, and if they wanted to reach you directly, should they go to LinkedIn? Should they send you an email? Tell us how to find you.
Good question. We do have a website. Again, it's avatarairlines.com, A-V-A-T-A-R, airlines.com, so there's no dot between Avatar and Airlines. There is a career page you'll see. You'll also see biographies of our current staff, of many of our staff.
Oh, nice.
And then I am also absolutely on LinkedIn. Strong believer and advocate for LinkedIn as a tool, not only for looking for a job, but for networking and just to finding out what the rest of the world is doing.
Well, Randy, thank you so much for making time here at RVN for my audience. We really appreciate your time, and I'm so glad you're hiring, and you have a lot of energy and enthusiasm about this new launch, and I am excited for you. I'm going to be pulling and rooting for you. So thank you again, Randy.
Thank you, Mindy. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure also. My viewing audience, I am so happy you stopped by today. We will be coming back to you. I am relocating to Las Vegas, Nevada, but we will be shooting from location and also back in Philadelphia in the next few months. So stay tuned, and thanks for stopping by. Remember, your career is your business. It's time you started managing it like you're the CEO. Take care. Bye-bye.